Section, the warning. While building a project that depends on iGen with GCC 13 at 03 optimization-W array bounds warnings as errors, the build failed with. The warning pointed to tensor contraction.h, deep in iGen's tensor module. The code looked like this. When left no contract t is d sizes long, 1, a fixed size array of length 1, GCC's value range analysis at 03 optimization determines that no contract index plus 1 could be 1, which is out of bounds for a size 1 array. The runtime condition no contract index plus 1 less than 1 is always false, so the branch is dead code. But GCC still warns about the potential access. This pattern appeared 3 times in the same function for MI strides, MJ strides, and MK strides. Section, first attempt, if const expr. The initial fix wrapped each block with iGen if const expr. The idea, when the array size is 1, if const expr discards the inner branch entirely at compile time, so GCC never sees the no contract index plus 1 access. The outer else handles the size, 1 case. This worked in C++17. The MR passed CI. Section, the review comment that changed everything. Rasmus Munk Larsen, an iGen maintainer, pointed out, as is, this only fixes the warning for C++17 or newer, but not for C++14, since iGen if const expr evaluates to regular if in C++14. He was right. Here's how iGen if const expr is defined in iGen. In C++14, if const expr doesn't exist, the macro falls back to a regular if. Both branches are compiled. GCC still sees the array access in the dead branch and still warns. Section, why this matters. iGen supports C++14 through C++23. Many embedded and robotics toolchains still target C++14. A fix that only works in C++17+, leaves a significant portion of users with a broken warnings as errors build. This is a broader pattern worth understanding. If const expr is not just syntactic sugar for if with a constant condition. They have fundamentally different semantics. GCC's -w array bounds at 03 optimization is particularly aggressive because it uses interprocedural value range propagation. It can determine that a loop variable will reach a specific value, then warns about array accesses with that value, even inside branches guarded by runtime checks that prevent the access. Section, the fix. Diagnostic pragmas. iGen already has portable diagnostic macros. Combined with value initialization of the stride arrays, MI strides, instead of MI strides, this provides defense in depth. Value initialization ensures the array contains zeros even if the dead branch were somehow reached. No uninitialized memory reads. Diagnostic pragmas suppress the false positive warning precisely where it occurs. Works in C++14. C++17, and C++23, no dependency on language version-specific features. Section, verifying the fix. Tested in a Docker container with GCC 13 under both C++ standards. Section, takeaways. 1. If const expr is not a drop-in replacement for if when you need to hide code from the compiler. If your project supports C++14, if const expr wrapped in a compatibility macro gives you zero benefit for warning suppression. 2. Diagnostic pragmas are the right tool for false positive warnings. They're explicit, we know this is a false positive, scoped, push/pop, and standard agnostic. Prefer them over restructuring code to work around compiler analysis limitations. 3. GCC's-w array bounds at 03 optimization is aggressive by design. The interprocedural value range propagation that makes 03 optimization fast also makes it see possible array accesses that runtime checks prevent. This is a known category of false positives. GCC bug 56456 has tracked this since 2013. 4. Value initialization is cheap defense in depth. Zero initializing a few index values costs nothing at runtime, but prevents uninitialized reads if assumptions ever break. 5. Review comments from maintainers are gold. The initial fix looked correct, passed CI, and solved the immediate problem. The reviewer's one-line comment about C++14 led to a fundamentally better solution. how GCC's fill underscore and silently regressed iGen's auto diffscaler performance, fixing an infinite loop in iGen's 128-bit integer division.